You've got it on KHUM. So coming to NCRT, the North Coast Repertory Theater, and starting on Thursday, it's Hedwig and the Angry Inch. And if you've not heard about this play, well, you're about to right now. We've got the director, Ray Robinson, here in the studio. How you doing, Ray?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Excellent. So this thing is just chock full of amazing music.
Amazing.
Amazing music. So let's, I guess we need to set the way back into like around 1970 or so, right?
Right, okay. Right.
So explain what this is about.
So Hedwig grew up in East Berlin, and it's really Vegas to the time. She says, in the mid to late 80s, I was in my mid to late 20s. okay. And we sort of just take that and just, you know, take it loosely. Uh-huh. But she starts out as a young boy mm-hmm. who goes and transitions into a woman, moves to America, marries an American GI, and gets stuck in a trailer park in Kansas City. And then she goes back to her first love of music. And so it's her journey all the way through, and her trying to rectify who she is and her musical voice and her artist.
Fantastic. Now, on Broadway, this was played by Neil Patrick Harris.
It was.
And it's won like 4 Tonys.
Right. It's a solid stage show. And for
still
those,
playing there.
It is still playing there. And actually, we were just chatting that the film version, which came out in 2001, we had to IMDb it, mm-hmm. Had workshopped off Broadway. The film is very different than the stage show.
Uh-huh.
And the film, I think, has a little campier approach mm-hmm. to a trans woman's experience or even the cycle of abuse that goes on. And there's some really gritty human qualities to this person that is Hedwig that I don't think the film really does, but the staged version does really well.
And the music is just outstanding.
Ugh. I can't tell you how much I love having my own rock concert every night, literally.
Yeah.
And if anybody came to Black Fawn last week for Arts Alive, we packed that gallery, and they rocked out, did 2 sets. And, yeah, I think the buzz will be really good. It's great.
Yeah, it is really, really wonderful. So so the story of Hedwig after the trailer park, mm-hmm. what happens then?
Well, I can't tell you all of that, but there is a little
no
romance.
Spoilers.
Yeah, there is a romance with a rock icon that uh-huh. That she helps start and on his path, and her path is a little rockier than his, I will say that.
Fantastic. And let's talk about who is in this, lovely.
You know, I want to start with the band first.
Okay, let's do that.
I know, right? Because one of the things that when I agreed to do this a year ago or so, I said, you know, I think I'm going to approach my friend Tamara and see. She's from LD51, if anybody locally knows her band.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin Ross, who's my musical director, they play together. And it was really important for me that the band be a band because it's such an integral part and the music is so interwoven with everything, and they just have to be strong. And so we've got a 4-piece set, and they rock the house every night. They're amazing.
That's great.
There's really only 2 actors in the show. There is Hedwig, played by Morgan Cox. So anybody from Ferndale that saw Little Shop of Horrors, he was your Sydney. Or no, is it Sydney? What's his name?
No,
Sydney's the...
No,
who's
it's
Seymour.
Seymour.
I knew it wasn't
Feed
us.
Me, Seymour.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. I was in that show. How can I? Not the one in Ferndale, but.
Right.
And Joe Kozelka is also in it. And
I know the entire cast very
yeah,
well.
See, there's 2 people. I've never done a show with only 2 people. That is kind of a blessing and amazing. So it's a tight little show. And actually, it runs about 90 minutes. There's no intermission. It is literally like a rock concert with some monologues in between. But, man, I can't tell you how hard they're working. That is a lot of show to carry on a very small wigged head of shoulders, you know.
Yes.
that is prancing around and bearing her soul for you on stage every night.
Fantastic. Now there is a lot of music in this.
I mean,
it's not just a few songs. It's a full album of songs.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And you know, they're interspersed throughout, and they're all... We even had like an epiphany last night. I think it's funny, we opened in 2 days, and last night Joe brought this whole new understanding to the song, The Long Grift, that that she sings in it. And just things were clicking, and the songs really give you an insight insight as to their emotional state and what they're going through. You know, a lot of musicals do that. They tell a story as they go. This isn't so much a story as like opening and bearing your soul and your emotions, and then that leads into the next little thing in between. Yeah, it's an unusual show.
Sounds fantastic. It really does. And although this takes place in the early 70s, a very contemporary story.
It actually takes, you know, it's actually set in the 90s in the film, mm-hmm. and we've been sort of that the theatrical convention of, you know, suspended disbelief, right? That we didn't really set a time and we didn't want to change those lines. I will say that one of the exciting things for me is that the company that does the rights for it said, all right, here's from the playwright. You need to change all of the dialogue to make it local. And you need to do, you know, write it however you can as long as it's funny. And so I got the chance to change it to Eureka, change the theater, change some references. There's some contemporary references in it. So we're really, you know, we're just thinking about her as being a 2000s gal without a lot of stuff from right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And the music, you know, think like glam rock.
Yeah, it's very Iggy Pop. It's very Lou Reed. A lot of Blondie in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, David Bowie. You know, mm-hmm. I was thinking about my pre-show mix, and it's like Susie and the Banshees, mm-hmm. and this just, I even threw in a Rammstein. You know, you got to get some German in there, too.
Oh, of course, especially because Hedwig is from East Germany.
That's right, that's right. And, it kind of goes from ballads. There are some really beautiful ballads in this show, actually, talking about the origin of love, and the Long Grift is actually one of those, too. And some very hard rocking music that we have had to turn the volume down a little bit for our space.
It goes to 11.
It does. I actually said, guys, you're at 11. You need to go to like a 7.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So Morgan Cox, you can see him at Wildberries. And I mentioned that because he was trying to stay in character. while like working in the check stand there, and was like doing this German accent the whole time, and people are like, "What accent is that exactly?"
Yeah, I kind of was thinking about like Latka or somebody from Taxi, you know, where it's just this unknown Eastern European accent that no one can quite place. Sure. And I'm really intrigued by that. I like it.
Sure, it works. It works. It's called Hedwig and the Angry Inch. What does that mean?
The Angry Inch is the name of her band. It is also one of the unfortunate results of her sex change operation.
Ike.
Yeah. So it's a little angry.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. My imagination is going wild. We'll leave it at that. All right, Ray Robinson, thank you so much for coming in. It's Hedwig and the Angry Inch, and it makes its debut at North Coast Repertory Theater on Thursday. You should check that out. It sounds like a marvelous show. I will definitely check it out myself.